Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three on a rainy Wednesday afternoon. And you know what it means. It's Wednesday. We play the Campbell at the front of the show, and towards the end of the show, we do a thing we call the Grand Council. So I've got two of my brethren who I hope are both on the phones because we got a wacky system going today. But let me just do the roll call real quick from FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show. Oh, by the way, editor-in-chief of 1819 News and also writes with Breitbart and others. Jeff Poor, are you with us?
I am present, and that's not me mouth breathing in the phone right now.
That would be the other guy who I'm about to announce right now from 77 AM 92.5 FM WVNN up in Huntsville and too many other radio stations to count, as well as being a guy who writes for Yellowhammer News. Are you on the line right now, Dale Jackson?
Oh, you forgot my TV show this time. What's going on here?
I have to be selective. Otherwise, I tend my entire segment is naming off all your credentials. So let me just call a quorum and hit it, Big Rig.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! All right. Let me jump on in there. And I see there's breaking news out of 1819. So I'm going to say, Jeff Poor, you first.
Well, and we'll talk about Stan McDonald's decision to resign from the Ethics Commission. If you've been keeping up with it, there's a little bit of a back and forth between he and Matt Sisson, chairman of the House Ethics Committee, over this bill. The House legislature is trying to push through. The Dell finds very, very boring, unfortunately.
Well, but, this got really interesting now.
No. You have to stick in the boring camp, buddy. You are not. You can't just jump on this bandwagon. But Stan McDonald resigning today after and it feels to me like they had this chambered ready to go if he did speak out. But as a member of the Ethics Commission, you're not supposed to donate to political candidates. And he clearly did. And when he came out and started criticizing what was going on, I mean, like Matt Simpson, who I know and, consider an acquaintance, he had it ready to go. And he goes on Sean Sullivan's show right after mine and lays it out there, and then it kind of was a kind of a stewing controversy, and then today it kind of hit a pinnacle.
Yeah. So to remind my listeners too.
What a question? Did he do the right thing by resigning?
Well, it's funny you say that because first of all, I think it was honorable. I read the apology during one of the breaks here a little while ago that he wrote that you guys published on 1819, and I see that he resigned. I actually was a little surprised that he resigned, although I think he could have tendered his resignation and waited to see whether the commission thought that he should. But I think it was honorable. And so he actually came on my show not long after Matt Simpson called into your other show there, Sean Sullivan's show, and down in FM Talk 106.5 that same day. And he told me off air, he goes, I think I stirred something up. I just found out that I may have actually violated the laws that I'm talking about. And I thought, wow. And next thing I know, you guys are publishing his apology and he's resigned. So that's huge, man. I'll be honest with you. That's a really big deal when the ethics laws that we're talking about amending were apparently convoluted enough to where an ethics commissioner did not realize he had violated them and decided he had to resign because of it. Dale, you chime in.
Lock that menace up right now. He is a risk to society. I don't feel safe with him out there. Put Stan McDonald behind bars. That's the only thing that can happen to save this. Look, it's a misdemeanor because he didn't willfully do it. I think we all accept that. They may try to make some political hay out of this if they are. But I think what we're learning here is maybe the ethics laws don't need to be changed. Look, they got this guy, and it was an inadvertent thing. This whole thing of, like, we've got to change this. We must do this. I just don't think there's anyone clamoring for this. And for some reason, this is becoming such a hot-button thing. It's like, okay, I mean, good luck, guys. Change it. If you can get the votes, get it done. But, yeah, I don't think Stan McDonald's little error here is going to change the world as it is.
It's not, but it's gonna definitely make waves. Right now, the Ethics Commission is down one, and it's down one because an ethics commissioner resigned when he realized he had publicly stepped in it by doing some things the ethics law says he can't do. Anyway, Jeff, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I just wonder what's next. I mean, here's a question, does this help or hinder the passage of this law? That, hey, even a commissioner doesn't know what's going on, and now people are going to have cover to vote for it. Now, let me give you the lay of the land here. It's waiting consideration by the Alabama State Senate, but it doesn't have a sponsor yet.
Yeah.
And that we know of. Massachusetts says it's Jimmy Jabba Wagner, but I haven't been able to confirm that. But, what does the future hold is the question.
Well, I think right now, too, there's a bit of a tiff between the House and the Senate, and they're really not moving each other's bills real well. Well, I'll tell you what, let me jump on the next question before we run out of time, which brings me to another question. Laws that may have to get dealt with this session are popping up, and one of them is, what's going to happen if by August 15th the Democrats don't have a certified candidate to the Alabama Secretary of State? Is Joe Biden not going to be on the ballot? And liberals are freaking out right now because how dare they do this? But the reality is Secretary of State Wes Allen's is citing the law. The legislature is in session. Will they take action on it? Dale, you first this time.
Put Joe Biden in jail. I don't feel safe with him out here. He's a menace to society. Look, the Alabama legislature should do nothing. They should just let this be. And if they figure it out, great. If they don't, oh well. Same thing Ohio should do. There's zero reason for them to help them. They tried their hardest to throw Donald Trump off the ballot. They would try to throw all of us off the ballot for insurrection or whatever. No, do nothing. And if you do something, you're going to pay for it.
Jeff, weigh in.
I'm a little. What I'd be concerned about is, well, if Alabama's going to do that, we're going to do it in this state. And it's just you got to let the other guy on the ballot, I think, and figure out. Maybe West Allen's just trying to draw some attention to it. But what happens if every state just starts doing this? It's just not good.
I think it's going to get fixed. I mean, I think the reality is the bigger story, the one that's not being talked about enough right now, is that the people that are asking for the opportunity to run the country did not even check the calendar when they set the date for their convention. And they literally set it at a time when there's no way to get their certified candidate to the various states in time to be on the ballot, which you would think would be the number one thing you look at is ballot access before you even bother doing anything else. So I just look at this as being egg on the face of the Democrats, and Republicans are going to have to rush in there and help them. Darn you silly Democrats. Don't worry. We're there for you.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at the calendar and legislature, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of time.
There's not.
Might just have to let this one go.
We'll see. Last question, 2.5 minutes. Dale, what do you got?
Here we are again, once again, talking about the Confederacy in Alabama. They want to add Juneteenth to the calendar. Fine. They want to make people choose between Jefferson Davis's birthday and Juneteenth to take off, which is hilarious. I personally find that very funny because I want to go down and see who chose to work on Juneteenth and take Jefferson Davis's birthday off. But why even do this? Just give them both days. Stop the nonsense or do away with Jefferson Davis's birthday altogether. Stop drawing attention to this stuff. Why are they doing this?
Well, first of all, I hadn't heard it this year, but it comes up every year. Like the fact that we still have Jefferson Davis's birthday freaks some people out. But as a state, it's just part of our law. So you're telling me there's a bill right now that would give you the option?
Yeah, they would name Juneteenth a state holiday, and then you have to pick between that and Jefferson Davis's birthday.
Can you take a half day off of each?
I don't know the rules, but it's incredibly ridiculous.
Jeff, what say you?
I think Wanda LaGavanna has something to do with this.
Oh, there.
Initially,
sure.
Republican-led effort. So if you're wondering, like, why that's so crazy, then don't necessarily, like, what are they doing? There's something going on here. It has something to do with the crazy.
There's always crazy. If Wanda LaGavanna's involved, then there's going to be a tad of crazy attached to it. But that's my question is, okay, can we take half a day off for both and then just see where the chips fall? Okay. What is it up to the employer or the individual?
I have no idea, but I want there to be a public I want to be a public accounting of who took what day off.
Darn right.
Well, it is stated. This is about state employees, right?
Right. Right.
So, like, the employer just offers the option, and the employee gets to pick.
Courthouses everywhere are going to be flying, you know, about the seat of their pants on the days that the people are out, because no one's going to know what to do. Half the crowd's there, half the crowd's not. Nothing gets done. All right, that's round one. We are through with round one of the Grand Council. I got two guys with me, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and just little old me. Y'all stay tuned. Round two coming up. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Back for round two right now of the Grand Council with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile and 1819 News. And Dale Jackson from WVNN and Points Beyond up in Huntsville, as well as Yellowhammer News. Jeff, what do you got for us for round two?
So Senator Elliott goes on Dale's show yesterday and says he thinks the gambling's probably done.
This was mine!
Yeah, too bad. But Greg Reed, yesterday afternoon, after that appearance, said that they're going to appoint conferees, and the Senate's going to have its conferees, and the House has its already, with Andy Witt, Chris Blackshear, and Sam Jones. What's going on here? Is this... are they just going through the motions here as an obligatory gesture, or has this thing really got steam?
Yeah, you know what? First of all, I don't know that I have the answer to that, but I'll say this. What's happening right now is there's a tiff with the House and the Senate, and it happens all the time, but the House is really mad because they don't think enough of their bills are getting passed in the Senate towards the end of the session. And, oh, by the way, they burned a lot of political capital stupidly on that gambling bill. And the fact that there's been no conference appointees even yet is an insult to the House. So the House is probably being mollified by, yes, we'll appoint a conference. Yes, we'll go through the motions. But I do not, at this point, see that bill passing, at least not anything like what it is right now. Dale?
I killed this thing weeks ago. Next question.
Come on, Dale Jackson single-handedly slays the gambling giants. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Okay. Just so you know, that's not true.
How dare you, sir?
I don't care how many radio stations you're on. Doesn't matter. I mean, what do you think, Jeff? I mean, I'm not hearing anything different than that, are you?
Talking to some of the House members, they think, and now they'll tell me whatever because I'm Mr. Media down there, but like they think they can get something out of this. And just how, I guess the question would be, would Governor Ivey intervene? And is she enthusiastic about this at all? What is the angle here to get this done? If it's realistic, what's it going to take? And let's make a list. And I wonder all of a sudden, Kay Ivey starts calling members, and you have this thing in conference committee. Does it move? And I think it was probably dead, but I think it's like Lazarus metal life support right now.
Yeah, and by the way, you're not talking about things that are happening. You're giving the what ifs, right?
Well, I don't know. We don't know really who the masters of the universe that run this state are doing behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So I would caution y'all to say that this thing is dead right now and just be on the lookout. Better safe than sorry.
All right. So, Dale, before we leave that topic, do you want to actually say something meaningful?
Well, they can't get together on this. They want vastly different things, and they have no reason to play nice with each other if they can't get what they want. So it's dead.
All right. Next question. Dale, I think you're next. What do you got?
Okay. So I know you guys love this poll talk. Donald Trump looks like in most polls that are coming out now is starting to trail a little bit. Is this the beginning of the flip flop here where Joe Biden starts to pull better than Trump in almost every poll? And we basically say Trump can't win, which basically everybody predicted would happen once he was the nominee.
I haven't seen that poll. I saw the Marquette poll that came out today and talked about the fact that voter registration is leaning towards Trump right now, and the Democrats are freaking out over it. What poll are you talking about?
There's a couple of different polls that are out, and they're starting to trend towards Biden.
Did you just use the old political reporter version of unnamed sources have said?
Well, I mean, you want me to sit here and read off the polls? I don't have them in front of me. I saw the story, and I'm just relaying it to you. I know you're still upset that you're mad that I run the state and you're trying to poke holes in this. But that's okay. You could just answer the question, Senator.
Bottom line is, I think it's too soon to tell. I don't have any polls that tell me that Trump is slipping. I think it's going to be close, and I think that we better tighten up election laws in some of the looser states and that Republicans better take nothing for granted. And if the laws of a state allow ballot harvesting or early registration or early voting, Republicans better do it. And if they don't, then we better make sure the Democrats don't try. But right now, no, I'm not seeing anything that trends anything more than right now. It appears that Trump has got a lead, but it's not a big one. Jeff.
The thing is trending definitely for Biden right now. I don't think there's any question about that. Even if the polls that Trump's ahead and the lead is narrowing. What I'd say about that, though, I think this abortion stuff really is kind of having an impact. IVF, I mean, Democrats are messaging masters, and it helps to have the media on your side. But I don't think this lasts. I don't think this is the quote-unquote flip. This news cycle will go away, and there'll be something else. And Biden is just not built for the long haul. He's going to screw something up, guys. He's going to take another hit. There is a lot of game to be played here, and I just still wouldn't put a lot of stock in Biden's ability to keep his head above water.
Yeah, and a story that I saw out today, I think on townhall.com, said that that Biden's all-in latest strategy is to reach in hard on the LGBTQ issues and stand against Israel. And I think both of those are going to be losers in a big way, with even his own base in some ways. All right, I gotta jump in here with like what maybe a minute left. And before I say much more, I got to go ahead and say happy birthday to Grant, who is 6 years old today. Dale's little man, 6 years old. That's big doings right there. Give me some applause there, Big Rig. That's worthy of applause. All right. I'm going to call that for Grand Council. Thank you, Bose, for being on a joint call. That'd be Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson from Yellowhammer News and like a bunch of different radio stations, he says. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.